This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Joined right now by the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, is back with us here live from the winter meetings in Dallas. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
to you. So what do you do? I know there's some media obligations, but what do you generally do as a manager during baseball's winter meetings?
It's a little bit of a lighter lift for the managers, at least for me, historically. And, you know, this is more of way more of a front office opportunity. You know, these guys they're cranking it out. I get to be in the room and have the privilege of watching how AJ and his group works. But, you know, for me, you know, it's interviews like this. You know, I've got some national stuff later, and then I'm going to be networked tomorrow. And we will have a manager's meetings with all the 30 managers and the commissioner's office for an hour on Wednesday. You know, there's an affiliate dinner, which is tomorrow night. But otherwise, for me, it's not a lot of heavy lifting, more being in the room and, you know, being available to share my thoughts on the club. But, you know, it's a little bit more just media responsibility for me.
Well, hopefully, Skip, at that manager's meeting, they're not pitching you guys on the golden batter, because that was that was one that we had some fun with last week. And I of course, it begs the question because they've done some stuff every year. You got to get used to some new rule changes, and we've talked about it with you know a bunch. And every year it seems there's a new thing. Now this one didn't get much. It didn't get much traction after people kind of ripped it. But I was sitting there thinking, if I'm Schilty, do you just go with the hot hand? Like, if it's the Dodgers, you go with Otani. But if it's Schilty, you're like, man, he's swinging it good. Tatis is actually swinging it good. Crony's locked in, whatever. That would be a tough decision for you.
It would. You know, I spent a lot of energy on it because I don't think it's going to come close to fruition. But I did think about it. I'm like, okay, that's an interesting concept. And and I thought about it, you know, you got a real chance to, I mean, for me, it would be clearly like, you know, matchup related,
yeah.
Righty lefty, you know, a little bit of history coupled with a little bit of, hey, this guy's ball moves this way. This guy's swing path is, you know, suited for this guy. That would be how I would approach it. But I got to tell you, man, you got to look at, you hit Manny. Great. You got Manny Machado hitting. That's fantastic. That's a win. Then you look over, there's Toddy. There's Louie. Okay. There's Bogey. There's Crony. Like,
how are they feeling?
Me? Like,
yeah, how are they feeling?
Yeah, right. So I think the concept is interesting to float out, but not very applicable, thankfully.
Just another opportunity for managers to make everybody mad at them.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds like a nightmare, actually.
And the fans, too. You know, yeah, imagine.
Fans,
how do you go with
players? Right. Everybody's going to hate you. You just have to make this. Yeah. I didn't make the rule up. They're making me use this. Now, speaking of your coaches, I know it was really important to you to get your staff back, and that was announced on Friday, that everyone pretty much returning largely intact in the same roles. I did notice that Brian Esposito is now officially the bench coach. Does that change anything, or are you kind of operating everything pretty much just as it was last season, or do you have some small tweaks that you kind of have in mind?
I think, first of all, good for us, though. He's kind of elevated to a job that effectively was taking the lion's share of that, you know, traditional role anyway. Just more, a little more of official. You know, relative to the, you know, there's always going to be some tweaks. The good news is, couple things. Big picture, we have our staff back. It's a really, really, really good staff. A lot of really good baseball guys connected well with our players, you know, did just a tremendous job. So having the group back and moving forward together and creating that continuity and synergy with our players is only a benefit that I'm really excited about on a lot of levels. And a bunch of good guys, too, that I really just enjoy, appreciate, you know, doing this journey with. Yeah, some tweaks. I mean, you're always going to look up and go, okay, we did our, you know, internal review of the season. Let's talk about what we could do a little different, a little better, how we could use our resources, how we could be more efficient, what these processes look like. So we've been in the process of, you know, going through, okay, our pregame stuff, our meetings, our, you know, review process, our preparation. And we're still going through it quite candidly, but we good news is you used a great word in tweaks. We're just tweaking it and modifying it a little bit, but there's not an overhaul to any of it. It's just a looking at a way to get it a little better.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I, you know, just personally, Skip, after getting to interview him a bunch, talk to him a bunch, catch up with him in the clubhouse a bunch, I was pretty bummed to see Higgy go to the Rangers. I certainly understand it for him. Would never deny somebody getting an opportunity to make some money, you know, and go to an organization with good people in it as well. But for you, what could you say about Kyle Higashioka? And then conversely, like, what are your plans right now for the catching position? I know it's early.
Yeah, we're going to miss Higgy. I mean, listen, as a guy that, I mean, you know, we all know it. He moved our needle, right? He was a part of our fabric that helped us win games, that, you know, took the division down to the wire and then allowed us to go into the playoffs and be productive. And he was a big part of that. And, you know, in talking to him, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're creating and still have a really family-oriented, you know, clubhouse and group along with the staff. You know, this is a very tight group that's, you know, that's continuing to get closer and tighter. But sometimes you got to be reminded that this is as familiar as you want to continue to make this, and we are, and how important that is to our success, which it is. Sometimes the reality of the business slaps you in the face. And, you know, that happened in Higgy's case. I mean, you know, listen, can't fault him at all. You know, he's the guy that's been in the league for a while and worked hard to get the big leagues, took him a while to get there. And, you know, he's getting a, you know, real bite at the apple. And, you know, that's a big part of what, you know, I want to help these guys be able to do is, you know, two things, win games and make sure they can have success so they can take care of their families, because their windows are small.
Yeah.
In their careers. And so, you know, you look up and a guy's 34 years old and he gets a chance to make some real life changing, altering money. And, you know, he begrudgingly, I say that for him. That might not be fair, but in conversations with him, and, you know, I know how much he enjoyed the clubhouse and San Diego and the fans and just Petco and everything that comes with being a Padre. But he made a decision that he needed to make that we respect for his family.
And it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, talking to people in your organization, how high everybody is on Ethan Salas, but still very young. You got a chance to see him a little bit in the minors, I think, in 2023 and then spring training again last year. What are your thoughts on that young kid, and like how fast can a catcher really develop given the immense responsibilities that they face on the major league level?
We got a limited exposure with Ethan. Clearly, what comes to me about Ethan, his skill set's clear. He's got real ability. That's obvious. The maturity with him is what really is impressive to me. That he's just really grounded, really mature. He's one of these young people. And again, he's 18 years old. And sometimes I'm in the room and I'm talking to him like, hey, who's the adult here? Just to get a real mature way about him. But that being said, time frame, it's hard to say. I haven't seen him enough to really weigh in on that. I know our club has got an opinion about it, and I trust them. To your point also, though, is it's a different position. It's a different and we really ask a lot, rightfully so. The game asks a lot for the catching position. And so his talent is going to get him there pretty quickly. From all reports, now it's a matter of the nuances and the things that we want that are required in a position to keep us in a position where we're competing, at the highest level in our industry.
Talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I know, I liked your appearance that you did last week with A.J. Pierzynski and those guys, and we played some of that audio the next day. And talking about A.J. Preller and the things he's got up his sleeves, so to speak. And
where else?
And let's see, up his sleeves, down his legs.
Both sleeves.
Down his pants. Yeah, all of it. He's got tricks everywhere. But I know, listen, I think, every GM out there, they're looking for arms. They're looking for guys that can round out the bullpen. For you as the skipper, Christmas is coming up. You can ask A.J. Preller for a couple of things. What are you looking for when you look at your team as it stands today? And I know it's not even close to being done, but what are you looking for as the skipper?
Yeah, you just want to, and again, AJ, I trust him. So, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it, quite candidly. I mean, I think about our team. We're spending a lot of time with our staff and our players, clearly allowing them to enjoy the off season, but also making sure that we have, real synergy with our group, to have a winning off season, which I feel like we're in a really good position with all our guys and they're bought in. And I say all that really is not a way to escape the answer, but just where my attention's focused on, and clearly we have some areas that we'd like to shore the club up. From my seat, what you really want and what you want and what you get aren't entirely the same thing sometimes, and that's not my job. My job's to manage the club, but we have a really good nucleus. We've built a lot of really positive things that we feel are confident and sustainable. We know the club's never going to look the exact same from the previous year. We've got a really good core. And the only thing you can ask for, and this is, from AJ ownership, is just to be able to, build on it. And that's it. So there's no specific wish list. I mean, I think we know you always want pitching. We have a free agent that we like in the outfield. We'll see how that goes. And, we can just go from there. You always want the pitching and, you always want the bat.
Talking to Mike Schilt, he's at the MLB Winter Meetings in Dallas. And Mike, when you see Juan Soto to the Mets for $765 million, what's your reaction? Is it more on the long lines of, wow, our sport is so healthy that we can, pay these guys this much money, or like, that's crazy, the big markets keep getting rich and this is going to be difficult to manage and sustain? What's your reaction to something like that?
Initially it was like, wow.
Us too.
I mean, and good for Juan. I mean, I, you know, listen, I, I, the manager sits in a precarious position because, you know, clearly he's an extension of ownership in the front office. But also, you know, for my seat, you know, I'm a players guy. So I got in this to serve players because without the players, you know, we don't have jobs. And without the owners, we don't have them either. So, but anyway, you know, you look up and you say, good for the player. You know, he works hard. He's going to get what he can get to utilize his, you know, abilities that he's worked so hard to hone. But that is one massive number. And you just realize, but you look up and you start to look and you go, what is this relative to other industries? And it's not as big a number anymore. And then you look up and you go, I think this is a reference point that I've used in the past. I don't know how much, but in her heyday, this is even 10 years, you know, 18 years ago. Look up what Judge Judy was making in a year.
That's fair. Yeah. My wife, who watches her every day, has reminded me of that she made an ungodly amount of money every single year for that show.
This was like 7-8 years ago. I looked it up because that same deal is, I always like to start people, you know, I was like, like $47 million a year.
It's fair. Yeah.
She can't throw or hit a curveball or slider.
As far as we know. I mean, as far as we know, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We don't know. That's right. I don't want to sell Miss Judge Judy short. But my point being is, you know, you look in the entertainment industry and you look at all these different areas that do make money off the talent. And you look at Juan's deal and it's still, you know, somewhat reasonable. But you look at big picture and $765 million, that's a big price for a bat.
It is entertainment, after all.
It is.
It's a really good comparison, actually. Well, Mike, we'll appreciate it. We'll let you get back to your, as you said, you know, ancillary responsibilities for the next couple of days. But we'll be following it closely, and we'll hopefully catch up with you again either at or before spring training.
Look forward to it, guys. You take care of it. I'll talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Schultz.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to Mike Schultz.